Well, millions of American farmers depend on the U.S. Department of Agriculture for resources they need. Farmers can get USDA loans to buy land and equipment. And the USDA has local offices in every state to provide on-the-ground support. But over the last century, the department has long left out what it calls socially disadvantaged farmers, ranchers, and foresters. Now the Biden administration is trying to advance equity and justice across multiple departments, and that includes the USDA. Here to talk about this is NPR politics reporter Ximena Bustillo. Ximena, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So walk us through the history here, particularly for the USDA.
Nearly two decades ago, black farmers filed a class action lawsuit known as Pigford v. Glickman. Farmers alleged that USDA was purposefully leaving them out of lending and other programs vital to keeping their businesses afloat. Farmers generally run their operations on loans and credit. Land, supplies, seeds, repairs, labor are all very expensive, and so they take out loans to pay the upfront cost and then pay the loans back. Many black farmers claimed that their applications were slow-walked, denied unfairly, and that there were outright acts of intimidation and that local Farm Service Agency officers just refused to help them. Here's Lucius Abrams, one of the Pigford plaintiffs.
That's why we travel all across the country and to see what was going on, not only just in Georgia. And we went to most of those areas to see what was really going on, and that's why we filed a lawsuit against USDA.
USDA is by and large known as the lender of last resort. It's supposed to be for farmers that can't get credit elsewhere. This often meant that they couldn't get the credit that they needed. And in some cases, they had to turn to private lenders, which have much higher interest rates and steeper credit requirements.
Well, this class action lawsuit detailed how farmers were left out and how it hurt their livelihoods. What happened next?
The court case found discrimination, and there was a settlement, but not before black-owned farmland severely dropped by 90%.
Wow.
There were two rounds of payments promised out of these settlements, the first in 1999 and the second in 2010. But farmers missed out on even these settlements that they were owed because of deadline and filing issues. Many advocates say that Pigford plaintiffs were actually financially worse off after the lawsuits than before. But the other thing that happened was a slew of other lawsuits. Native Americans, Hispanic, and female farmers all filed their own, rooted in similar arguments, all finding USDA had unfair practices. Each also had different outcomes. For example, out of the class action from Native American farmers, there was a charitable trust created by a settlement there, and that is now managed by what's called the Native American Agriculture Fund.
I see. So how is the USDA looking to handle this now?
Through a recent Biden executive order, USDA formed an equity commission, and they are in the process of creating recommendations for how the department can change its outreach qualifications, communication, staffing, and programs. Items as simple as providing more materials in multiple languages, or as complicated as changing some structures. The department is also trying to partner with non-governmental organizations on the ground as a way to rebuild trust and reach underserved communities, whether that's black farmers, beginning farmers, native farmers, or others. Here's Zach Duchesneau, administrator of the Farm Service Agency, which is the lending branch of USDA.
Step one of building trust is acknowledging the fact that we have treated people poorly in the past and discriminated in the past and still have practices that feel like active discrimination today.
Now, some advocates say this effort is fine, but it can be duplicative of previous efforts and recommendations. So eyes are on how much this commission can actually get changed.
About 45 seconds here, Ximena. Those are changes that will rebuild trust. But what's being done to help these farmers financially?
The department is in the process of issuing payments for farmers that are delinquent on loan payments or about to be. About 2 years ago, Congress authorized a program that would have canceled the debt specifically for farmers of color, but lawsuits blocked that, and Congress created a new race-neutral program. Duchesneau and advocates say that these programs have prevented foreclosures, but we're still looking at where that money is going because it's a $3 billion program. Congress also gave the department $2 billion for a program that helps farmers who have faced discrimination in lending programs, and they're still in the process of figuring out how that program is going to work. So there's some movement, but there is a century of poor practices to correct. So farmers are skeptical on how much can really change.
We'll continue to follow this important story. NPR political reporter Jimena Bustillo, thank you so much.
Thank you.